This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. While the U.S. is made up of people from all over the world holding beliefs from the most popular religions to the obscure, new data found that people are moving away from established religion. A study of 3,300 Americans by Pew Research found that people who claim no religion are now the largest single group in the country. This group, dubbed the nuns, is made up of atheists, those that don't believe in God, agnostics, those who believe that nothing is known or can be known regarding the existence of God, and those who say their religion is nothing in particular. 28% of respondents checked the none box when asked about their religious affiliation. Non-religious Americans are more prevalent among American adults than Catholics, 23%, or evangelical Protestants, 24% of the population. The number of non-religious Americans has increased significantly over recent years. In 2007, the nuns made up just 16% of Americans. Now it's 28%. Pew Research asked respondents what, if anything, do they believe in, and surprisingly, most nuns said they do believe in God or another higher power, but very few of them attend any kind of religious service. The nuns are also split on their opinion of religion, as most said they believe religion does some harm. The majority of the non-religious group also have a positive view on science, especially compared to those who consider themselves religiously affiliated. Pew researchers found that non-religious Americans are among the most strongly and consistently liberal and democratic constituencies in the United States, but also that the nuns are less civically engaged overall, meaning they're less likely to actually exercise their right to vote. While current politicians often appeal to religious bases, a shift away from religious affiliation could see politicians assess the non-religious in the future. On six dates in 2024, admission to all national park locations will be free. The first date has passed. That was January 15th in honor of the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. The five upcoming dates for free national park entry are April 20th, the first day of National Park Week, June 19th, for Juneteenth National Independence Day, August 4th, the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, September 28th, National Public Lands Day, and November 11th, Veterans Day. Most locations in the national park system never charge for entry, but the 109 most popular parks do. Destinations that draw big crowds like Yellowstone, Acadia, and the Grand Canyon charge between $20 and $60 per vehicle to get in and often also require a reservation. That money mostly goes toward habitat restoration as well as improving accessibility and infrastructure. Entrance fees raise funds needed to maintain visitor services in the most visited national parks. But national parks are public land and should be accessible to everyone regardless of their ability to pay. In that spirit, the National Park Service waives the entry toll at every location on 6 days each year, although you do still need to make a reservation if the park usually requires one. This coming Friday, April 19th, the West Yellowstone entrance to Yellowstone National Park opens for the summer season to vehicle traffic. Not all roads in the park will be open. Spring snow plowing will continue for the next several weeks. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.